about a place in New Jersey.
I don't know. I never heard, that. No, I never did.
And then there's another myth that I remember running across when I was teaching in Housatonic, that only the descendants of the people, that obviously isn't so, since your family bought that after the Civil War, right? So that
in the late, in the 80s and 90s.
80s and 90s. Now, that there is a limited number, there are a limited number of residents up there, right?
Well, now there are no year-round residents at all.
Oh, there are no year-round.
None.
Uh-huh. And, but in you have to be a member of the corporation to have land up there?
Can anyone buy land? No one can buy land.
Uh-huh.
And except for very, very small... three very small enclaves of land, all of it's owned by the corporation.
I see.
That's why the place hasn't really changed.
If a person who has a home up there wants to sell it, they sell it to the corporation.
I didn't know we were going to get into this, but briefly, except for a few campsites and three or four spots where the land is privately owned, and this is very minuscule compared to the total acreage. Any other camps that are owned up there by somebody, they are on leaseholds that belong to the corporation. And if they were to sell, they wouldn't be selling the land. They'd just sell the buildings.
I see. Right.
And that's the way it's set up.
And where did the name Riga come
that
from?
That I don't know. Some people say it came from Latvia, Riga,
that's
Latvia.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a very, in the shrouds of time, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no
I do know that the charcoal burners had a real tough time up there. That, as I understand it, you would go out, maybe with your dog, and you were the charcoal burner, and you would go have this pit, and you would be there wrapped in a blanket maybe for a month with some slight provisions or something, and you would have to keep a green wood fire burning. If it went out, they might throw you into the fire, and you had to keep it burning, and there are remnants of pits around, as you can see, and cellars that are now pretty much all collapsed, and people taking stones away. But they had a tough life.
At what ethnic grouping were they? Do you have?
I think some of them, I know at least here in Sharon, there are people named Gablo, Roy, Chevalier,
French.
Came from the Ardennes. Now, I'm not so sure about it over there, although there are families that the Brzee family is goes back a long ways. Now, I don't think they were French, although possibly. I think that there hadn't been any real big charcoal burning like this in New England until this got underway, and so people had to come from elsewhere to show how it was done.
Mm-hmm. Is there any relationship between some of the people who are called Raggies and the Mount Riga, and what is
that? Well, that's also another
myth.
Are the people used to work on Mount Riga, supposedly, I guess, and they were called Raggies. I consider myself a Raggie, as a matter of fact, and I think it's really an honor to be a Raggie. Some of the more, they're all types of Raggies, but anyway, that has gone on for years, decades.
You don't know the origin of it?
No, I suppose that's something to do with people who worked on Mount Riga at one point, so they were called Raggies. And they led a pretty independent existence. Some were squatters, I'm sure.
Well, I want to thank you very much. I mean,